from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Please don't hang your hat on anything that you saw in that final preseason game. It's a joke, okay? And the bigger thing for me, Zeno, is we're healthy. Isn't that the most important thing heading into week one?
You already lost Rondell Moore, right? Ugh. You don't need any more injury. It's just, guys, there is nothing scientific
And I heard some people on this radio station trying to make it more than what it was. Abe. Trying to make it more than what it was.
Damn.
It is
you thought I caught
a preseason game.
Look, there is nothing scientific to back up anything you do in preseason has an effect on what you do in the regular season. Guys, they don't even develop a game plan for preseason. They don't even develop a game plan. They don't look at the other team. They do nothing. You know what they say? It's schoolyard football. You do a square out. You do a square in. You do a post. Set, go.
Let people tell you it was lifeless. It was a lifeless effort.
You guys have nothing else to
That's
do.
That's what I heard. Turtle, am I wrong about this? You know I'm not.
Guys, Carl. Again.
You know I'm not.
The Patriots used to go 0-4 every play every year, and they'd be in the Super Bowl every year. Like, what is it? What are you doing?
No. For 95% of the roster, you're right. But there's a few guys.
Oh my goodness!
Oh boy!
That need a little bit of work.
Here we go.
Specifically, a rookie backup quarterback who will have thrown 16 throws and played 25 total plays.
Not a game. We're talking about practice.
And will enter the season.
Let me ask you a question. Let's just take the one case that we talked about earlier.
They whine too much for me. I don't like these little dudes.
A lot of whining. Did Taylor Heinicke need to play that game in any size? Whether he's good? No. If he's going to be on the roster, it's because they feel they need a third quarterback, and he's the only other third quarterback on the roster.
That's correct.
So him, whether he played well or not, didn't matter on whether he's going to make the roster. If they don't feel they want to carry three quarterbacks, Taylor Heinicke's gone.
What does that have to do with Michael Penix?
Well, and even if Michael Penix played, throwing 16 more times would not have mattered.
I mean, look, we can have a conversation whether it is peculiar, I'll use the word peculiar, that they decided to bench him for the rest of the preseason. There's some arguments to be made there about that.
Second game, yes.
Third game?
No.
But, Carl, they played their starters.
Who did?
Geez. Jacksonville.
Okay, so what does that have to do with you?
Trayvon Walker and Josh Allen.
What does that have to do?
Trayvon, what do you mean me?
All the more reason.
If you're not starting your five offensive linemen, you don't start any quarterback of value.
There you go.
Period.
So you couldn't give the starting offensive line one series?
No, you didn't need to.
Why not?
So one guy rolls on an ankle?
See what
I'm
talking about?
And rolls
you see, you see what I'm talking about?
Zeno, Mr. Masculinity, Mr. Man Energy over here. You're telling me that you're coaching scared?
You know what it is? Okay? I don't go into battle in ones I can't win. Okay? I don't take on the enemy in spots where I don't have a decided advantage. There's no reason for me to put people at risk.
That's a lot of military jargon, by the way.
Yes. Okay? There's no people for me to put people at risk for something that doesn't mean anything in the big consequence of the season.
Having your backup quarterback as prepared as he could possibly be means nothing.
What do you need a backup quarterback prepared for? If your starting quarterback goes down, you are bleeped. Period.
Not if it's just for a game.
Warren, get rid of the dump button.
Hang on.
You are bleeped.
Hang on. For the season, yes. You're telling me, and this is what Carl and I were arguing about on Friday. Okay. You're telling me there's not a scenario where Kirk misses a game?
Unless it happens in week one, this doesn't matter.
No.
Because then he's got a full week of prep for every single game. If it doesn't happen in week one, it doesn't matter. Because then he's got weeks to prepare and practice.
You see what I'm talking
weeks.
About? You guys see what I'm talking about? This is what I'm talking about.
All right, I'm going to go sit out the rest
Kirk,
of this take.
What if Kirk...
You're on your own.
This is what I'm talking about. People were literally saying these things to me, and I'm like, are you serious right now? And then I heard it was a lifeless performance.
Good. It was supposed to be lifeless.
Correct.
They executed the lifeless performance to perfection. Good job. Way to go, Raheem. Way to go, Coach Xeff. You went out there to be lifeless, and you executed it well.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Now, if hold on, real quick, Turtle, because I'm going to let you ask this question. I will say this. If we come out lifeless against the Steelers and they beat us 31,
someone's going to go, we're going to do a preseason game.
Then we can have a conversation. I'm here to tell you, I don't think that's happening, okay? I don't think that's happening. Nobody played in this game. Go ahead with your question.
Jake Matthews and Caleb McGarry have not, for this entire preseason, joint practices in three games, faced anybody remotely close to the caliber of player that T.J. Watt is.
What the hell does any of this have to do?
Hold it. So what you're telling, number one, okay, Jake Matthews has faced every pass rusher in the league already. So he doesn't need to face somebody in preseason to get ready for every, Caleb McGarry's been in the league 4 years now? He's faced at least half the pass rushers in
the
league.
We're talking about practice,
okay?
Man.
Practice.
Oh, by the way, are you sitting here telling me for the one series that Jacksonville would have started Josh Allen for the one series, that's going to make the ultimate difference in Jake Matthews being ready for T.J. Watt?
Josh Allen.
Is that really what you're on 4 or 5 downs? That's what you're telling me is the difference.
Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker played well into the second quarter, first of all. Mark Zeno, I sat here and watched the game because I do the production for the Falcons Radio Network. Are you telling me, as someone who, I'll use a comparison for you that you'll fully understand.
I'm going to try to tell you.
You work out every day, right?
Mostly, yes.
Okay. Do you ever go into a workout cold, even though you've worked out a million times in your life? No, you need to warm up.
Not necessarily.
That's what pre-workout's for.
Oh, all right.
That's what Torgolf's for.
Not necessarily. I mean, if you know, okay, you can walk into the gym and just get it done if you want to get it done.
Oh, I can absolutely walk into the gym and just get it done.
I mean,
just throw weight around.
Who needs a warm-up? What, was this yoga? You don't need a warm-up. You just go pump that iron and get it out of your system.
Just give me some 100-pound dumbbells. Let's go.
100 pounds?
Easily.
Really?
I did 8 reps or 100 pounds.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.